You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Okay, don't get me wrong. We all still love getting drunk, but how we're getting drunk is changing. Last year, wine drinking in the U.S. went down by almost 1%. That's the first time in 25 years that wine drinking went down, not up. For a quarter century, wine has been on the increase, but it just dipped.
Claws.
A little bit, yeah.
A little claw.
Drinking went down for the fourth straight year. It's fallen off. It dropped another 2.3%. But overall, we still drank more last year than we did the year before, and we spent more on booze. So, yeah, hard seltzers, definitely something that replaced beer and wine, and hard liquor itself.
I was going to say, it's like specialty hard liquors taking off.
Just even the big five liquors took off.
Really?
Whiskey, vodka, rum, tequila, and gin.
Yeah.
Up a total of 2.3% last year.
Well, I would say it's the big five, but I think almost like the way Lisa's doing it, where it's like you're like, you get into something. So say for Lisa, it's gin.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, you don't just go, you're not trying just any gin. You're like, well, I got to try that gin because I've never had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to try that. Oh, and I've heard this gin's cool. So I got, you know what I mean? And I think people are like, in the same way you'd broaden your palate with wine, I think people are broadening their palate when it comes to tequila and gin and whiskey.
Well,
and
bourbon is my thing now,
right?
Too.
Yeah, you're getting in on bourbon?
Oh, yeah, I've been in on it the whole season. The whole, like, fall and winter.
Yeah.
So, I feel pretty...
I wish I liked bourbon. I wish I liked some
good.
Of that stuff.
Now
I like just tequila.
Yeah, I love tequila. Tequila, gin, and bourbon are my three.
But those clear liquors, like, for me, like,
I like a juice box.
The calories in beer just freak me out now. Like, I drink, I'll nurse one beer for, like, a couple of hours almost, and then just mainline shots for my buzz or whatever.
I got in a little bit into Manhattan's, trying to slowly. Basil Hayden, I believe, is the Kentucky bourbon.
Mm.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Mm.
The Manhattan's got vermouth in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I've just been drinking it straight. If you get a good one, you can just drink it straight.
Yeah. See, that's what there's a tequila I get that's an Añejo tequila, mm-hmm. and it's like a dark barrel-aged tequila, and you put like one ice cube in it, like one of those big like ice cubes, and you sit there and sip on it, and it's just heaven.
Just heaven.
It's just heaven.
Scotch, too.
Scotch. I like scotch more. I don't, though. I tried it a bunch of times.
So the five big liquors up 2.3%, and I think you mentioned too, there are some, like, flavored everything now too, right?
Sure.
From apple whiskey to different flavored vodka, so that's probably a part of it.
Salted caramel whiskey.
But hard seltzers went up 50%.
They're killing it.
Last year. I mean, that's got a peak. I think last year was just an anomaly. Everyone got into it all of a sudden. And
well, which beer company decided, was it PBR? Are they doing one now?
I think
Budweiser's got one coming.
Yeah, they're
out.
All getting into the game.
Okay. Mm.
They have to. I mean, those things, they're not going away either. I think that, like, everybody really likes those things, and it's like, it started off, and I was like, well, that's like a drink for chicks. But I see, like, bros down
in them. Disappointing.
They're like, no laws and chick claws, bruh.
Yeah, it's disappointing to me, but that's okay. Come from a different time.
I'm the same way. I'm like, well, that means you got a vagina there.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so what's the difference between that and, say, like a Smirnoff Ice? Pretty much the same kind of thing, right?
I would look at you the same way.
Yeah,
The same kind of stigma. I feel like they're a little better because they don't, like a Smirnoff Ice. If somebody came up to me drinking a Smirnoff, I'd be like, get away from me.
Yeah.
You're scary.
Come on.
Yeah. Hey, I got you one.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, God. It's like real Buffalo Bills stuff. What do you drink? Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah. Well, there's a game. There's a game, right?
Well, yeah.
You get iced. I mean, that's how bad that is.
I hate it, though. We did events. Remember, we did
people are still
Smirnoff
doing
Ice
it,
events
dude.
Years
people,
ago. We had to drink them all night.
People still do that?
I saw wedding photos. People were icing each other at a wedding
that's
still.
The dumbest
I'm
thing
like,
I've
what
ever...
are you doing? It is what it is.
Like, if we still dueled like we did in, like, the 1800s and 1700s, where you're like if somebody iced me, like, I'd duel them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, let's go.
Go to the street.
Let's go to the courtyard. We're going to shoot at each other now.
Lisa, this girl said, you got to try pink gin, Lisa. You do a little bit of Sprite and gin and some cut-up strawberries. Yum, yum.
Hmm. Sounds like a good summer drink.
Pink gin.
Yeah. You're not big on, like, the super sweet stuff, right? Like, you like...
No.
Kind of more dry stuff.
Yeah, I just started getting into like martinis.
Yeah. That's just a big old bowl of booze, too.
So that's what my wife gets, right? The extra dirty.
Yeah. Gin martinis.
And she's got a 2 martini limit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she is wasted.
Yeah, well, I understand because, like, I was, like, drank a martini once. And I was like, yeah, the flavor, there's got to be some kind of flavor here. I'm like, no, that's just booze. Yeah. That's just all booze.
It has to be the right gin, too.
Mm, you got to get, like, a real good one.
Yeah.
High-end.
But no, it's not even too high-end. It just has to be, you know, taste
good. Right.
Yeah.
And speaking of drinks, I guess if you're good at making artificial flavors, you might as well do everything you can with them. The latest company to get in on the trendy sparkling water game, now not alcoholic, just sparkling water, Jelly Belly. Jelly Belly is going to release a line of non-alcoholic, zero-calorie sparkling waters with 8 of their famous jelly bean flavors. French vanilla, lemon lime, orange sherbet, pina colada, pink grapefruit, tangerine, cherry, and watermelon.
Oh, man, no buttered popcorn?
No buttered popcorn as of yet.
Ooh, that'd be a tough drink.
Buttered popcorn water?
Here's your seltzer water challenge.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm going to buttered popcorn. See what they look like. Go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can check it out there. But, Jelly Belly's getting into the sparkling waters now, too. So many of those, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like the real... No, I like the ones that are artificially sweetened more with the zero calories.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've had one of those ones where they just like squeezed a lemon into it and it's just bubbly water.
And see, that's what I drink.
Some people like that.
I like that.
Some people, and I'm like, go, that's
I'll
like
just
poison.
Get a sparkling water with some lemon on the side and just...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't like stuff too sweet.
Yeah, and that's like, that's got zero taste.
Yeah.
I like it sweet as I am. Yeah.
I like to know it's killing my insides.
Yeah. I do it for the flavor, baby.
Flavor, baby. Yeah, no, like the Perrier ones that are just, you know, hint with no sweetness or nothing bad for you in them.
I bought a like glass bottle of some fancy stuff and I thought it was going to have some flavor and it was that flavorless. It was just like they had a bubbly vat of like just plain water with bubbles in it. And then they threw like one grapefruit they found in this vat. I was like, this is terrible.
Yep.
Someone said seltzers are the wine coolers of today.
Yeah, I would say they are.
For sure.
Except dudes are drinking them.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dudes drink them. I think what happens is...
If I ever saw a dude drinking a wine cooler, I couldn't even imagine.
Come on, what's wrong with drinking a wine cooler?
Yeah. he likes stuff like that.
Though. Yeah, he will. He'll drink...
Delicious and sweet. And get a little bit of buzz after about 4 or 5 of them.
Four or five of them.
Drinking these things for hours.
Generally, in the crew that I hang around from time to time, it's like the beer at some point runs out.
Yeah.
And then you'll see all the guys are just like, well, we're still drinking.
This is the only thing left.
And it's like the girls have bought, you know, a million of those things. And so they're drinking.
Yeah, they come in boxes of 1,000.
You know, so they don't feel bad about it. But,
no, I've never tried any of these seltzers.
I honestly took a sip and was like, I don't get what this is all about. I expected it was going to be like, I'm going to crack this thing, I'm going to take a sip, and it's going to be like, wow, no wonder you guys are drinking these things. Yeah. And I took a sip, and I'm like, wow, it tastes like watered down. Like, I taste a little bit of this.
And I felt nothing from it.
That's the thing, like it's not strong enough for me. I'm too old a sailor.
That's just like juice for you.
Yeah, I drank one of them, the same thing. Lisa, I was like, it has done nothing to me but make me have burps.
What's your favorite girl? If you had to pick, like, a girly drink, what would you pick?
It's a good question. I don't know.
On the cruise I had, what was it? It was the chocolatey one,
like a Kahlua type thing?
Yes,
what are those called? Mudslide?
Mudslide.
Yeah.
I had a mudslide on the cruise. And you can only have one. But it was delicious for one drink.
I used to be able to do, like, mudslides and those white Russians and stuff, but they're, like, the milk.
Oh, yeah. No. It's like a one-and-done tropical vacation kind of thing.
I like the idea. You know what is a? I like a Spanish coffee.
I love those.
Yeah, ooh,
those are great.
An Irish coffee is good too.
Yeah, with a little Bailey's in it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, good.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Chuck? Anything you like that?
Nope.
No, no strawberry daiquiri.
I mean, I'll drink a piña colada, I guess, but I don't really like it. I don't really like. I just do it because I'm in the Dominican Republic once every 5 years.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Whenever I go to a place where there's a Bloody Mary bar, there's always people walking around with mimosas, and like the woman inside me is always just like,
it's kind of
refreshing and bubbly.
The Woman Inside Me. Yeah. Andy Green's new book, The Woman Inside Me.
I'd read it.
Seriously, like, it's drinking a Bloody Mary, which I love, and I'm like, Mary.
Look at that.
It's like, look at those. This looks like kind of refreshing, but it's just such a dainty glass. I just,
dainty. Do you put them in a dainty glass?
Yeah, they do.
It's called a flute.
Yeah.
I'm not
in a flute.
Honestly, I'll have one occasionally if we're at a brunch or something and Amber, you know, orders some, but I don't like champagne, so it's not my thing. I have one with grapefruit juice. It was actually, I thought, okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I may have only had like one or two of these in my whole entire life, and each time it's because Lisa's there.
Yeah. That's the last time I had one, I think, too.
Yeah. Every time I've had one, Lisa's been there.
Lisa's been around.
I love them. I can't resist.
Yeah. Usually, like with a Bloody Mary place, there's like those things. The reason I wouldn't even try them though is because like orange juice to me is like drinking nuclear waste.
It
just burns me right away.
Yeah. Worse than tomato juice.
No, like those are my two things now. I can't, like, I'm like an old man. I remember like hearing my grandpa talk about stuff like that, and I'm like, God damn it. I was like, those tomatoes, that's strong.
Burns.
I was like, that's strong. I'm not going to be able to sleep.
This woman said, my husband loves White Claws, mostly for dieting reasons, but nothing is better when a waitress brings a bourbon and a White Claw, and I have to tell them, the White Claw's for him.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I think the calories add up on those. What are they? How many calories?
There's got to be some because of those, you know?
Yeah, but if it's 100 and it and takes you 12 to even feel anything.
Just... You're better off just...
You know what I do? I like to drink if I know, like, you know, if somebody from the radio station or my buddy wants to go out or whatever, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to tear it up. I have to eat. Like, I don't eat.
Right.
And then all the calories are from booze that I get. Right. And I always go tequila, which is like a shot.
That's the best one.
Like a one shot of tequila is like, you know, 90 calories or something like that.
Same and with if me. You don't eat, then it feels... better, faster.
It's got its own effects. There's give and take with everything.
Yeah.
For me, vodka is, I do vodka soda, so it's less calories than a
hard seltzer. Yeah, I can't do just plain soda with vodka.
Mm. No, Dave likes to punish himself.
Dave does. He's like, I love how this tastes like poison.
Yeah.
I don't mind the flavor.
I'm not looking for anything too crazy. You got water with lemon?
Uh-huh. Just give it a spritz of lemon.
Greg,
hold the lemon over top of the water for one second.
Wave it by. Greg's in Kentucky. He's got a comment. Hey, Greg.
Prepare to peg.
An armada of ships rides towards the North Shore.
Prepare the cannons.
12 ships. We have cannons ready. An army has been raised. They go to the North Gate as well. Prepare to peg. Prepare to peg, sir!
Peg! There we go.
All right, Greg.
Oh, what's up, guys? All right, so you guys are talking about the White Claws and all these seltzers. Like, the last couple parties I've been to with my college buddies, I'm from Kentucky, and I drink bourbon, you know, and smoke cigarettes when I party and everything. You know, I like a cigar every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But they're all drinking White Claws, and every time I'm like, hey, you know, let's go out for a cigarette. And, we're smoking Juuls, you know, and they, like, look down on me for it. And I'm like, man, I might as well just stop hanging out with these guys now. You know, guys that I've known.
They're seltzers and Juuls, and you're bourbon and smokes.
Yep.
Yeah. You're too old school for them.
Yeah, that's real old school these days, man.
I guess.
It is.
It's no fun anymore. Nope. It's no fun.
The future's very dainty.
Yeah.
No, it absolutely is. You guys are right.
The future everyone just drinks out of flute glass.
Yeah, we all drink fluty drinks.
Yeah.
And we all smoke little tiny USB things.
Yeah.
You never would have saw it coming.
Well, what do you mean, man?
Yep.
Yeah, he's the outcast because he smokes a cigarette and drinks
he's
bourbon.
Cool.
Yeah, like he's a man. So it's the outside looking in.
Different. Andy, someone said they can't drink orange juice either, so try a mimosa with peach juice.
Oh, that'll make me feel even more.
A Bellini.
Is that a Bellini?
That's called a Bellini.
Yes, I don't know. I think so.
I've heard of Bellinis, but I never knew what it was. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
See, that's better than being like, orange juice is a bit much.
can I get some peach juice?
Yeah, it's basically prosecco, like sparkling wine and peach puree or nectar.
I love Bellinis so much.
I love peach, so that might actually be a good one.
Oh, Andy's new drink, Bellinis.
That's all he drinks is Bellinis.
The woman inside
me. The woman inside me. I wake up every day and drink a nice Bellini.
I would love that.
I would love for you for just like a couple days straight. Only listen to the woman inside you voice.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Only do what they asked you to do.
Only do what the woman inside wants.
Mm, yeah.
That'd be so wild.
That'd be crazy.
It'd be a wild
time. You'd have a Bellini on the counter
of
here.
Your robe.
Yeah, yeah, I'd have my robe.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm just going to retire to a nice bubble bath. Drink a Bellini.
It's probably good for us guys to listen to the woman inside of us.
Put my slippers on.
Yeah.
James.
James is wearing a pink shirt today.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
No problem. Still a wrestling shirt.
Treat yourself right.
Yeah, just treating myself today.
The nice facial.
Exfoliating facial rub.
Yeah. Very nice.
Very nice.
Hot oil hair treatment or something.
Cucumbers.
Brand new soap that's just so nice.
Mm. Candles.
Someone said that beer mimosas are amazing.
Ooh,
like beer and orange juice?
Thank you.
That's a terrible thing.
That sounds disgusting.
Carried away,
that's crazy. Whenever you try to make something with beer, some people like that tomato juice and beer.
Oh, yeah.
What's that called?
Ken drinks those. A bloody beer.
Bloody beer.
Yeah, my grandpa used to drink those. My grandpa and Ken.
Hmm. Well.
This guy said the girliest drink he's been dealing with is the Natty Light Natter Days. He said, delicious, but you look like a wuss drinking a strawberry lemonade beer.
That's what I say. I think those are the pink ones, the pink cans. Those
they
are tasty.
That is, yeah. Wow, you are confident in your sexuality if you're holding a little pink can of beer.
I think that's who I was talking about when I thought that PBR did it. No, it was Natty Light. Yeah, Natty Light came out with a whole section of these.
Yeah, they were tasty.
Pink beers.
I bought a case around the 4th of July.
For the woman inside you.
Natter days.
There's a woman inside all of us. And when my woman's calling to me, I grab a nice Natty Light Natter Day.
Pink can.
Have a Saturday like a lady.
Someone said it's a Moscow Mule feminine.
I would say negative on that. It's got the term Moscow in it.
No, but it's...
You got to drink out of a copper cup or something, though.
Yeah, you do, generally.
Yeah.
It's...
ginger beer.
It's vodka, ginger beer.
Lime.
Lime.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, metal cup.
But the metal cup, like, makes it a bit better.
Mimosa is my girly kryptonite, someone says.
That's funny.
And then someone else said, my girly drink is Long Island iced tea. Oh, that's got 2.5 ounces of booze in it. Well,
the girl inside you is a 21-year-old college alcoholic.
Yeah. Yep.
If you drink at Long Island's.
Yeah.
That's like, when you're 21, like everybody has like a year where they visit the island.
And then they leave really quickly.
The island, because things get crazy.
It gets nuts there.
It's just a weekend.
It's so much booze in those things.
Yeah.
You're like, at first you're like, yeah, it does taste like tea. The next thing you're like, my shirt's off. I'm naked at a bar.
Because you have two drinks. That's basically like having five drinks, right? This guy said Malibu Barbie is his girly drink.
It sounds very girly. Malibu
he loves
Barbie.
It.
Well, it's got Barbie in it, so it's got Malibu and Barbie.
Malibu Barbie rum.
Drink. Let's see what is in this thing here.
Jeez.
Hot pink Malibu Barbie.
Jesus.
The recipe. 1 ounce Malibu coconut rum.
Mm-hmm.
1 ounce of vodka. Okay, you can give me the recipe.
Well, it's going to get you bombed because it looks like it's all booze.
I can't drink
1 ounce of cranberry juice, 1 ounce of orange juice, 1 ounce of pineapple juice, and a lime.
Well, just rode in from Cheyenne.
What can I get you?
Malibu Barbie, please.
Slide it across the bar. One Malibu Barbie on the rocks.
Little flute glass comes sliding across the big old Mandy bar.
Well, I gotta get back on the trail, fella.
See you later.
Thank you for that delicious Malibu Barbie. One for the road. There's a couple extra silver. That is just a dainty glass, just like I like it.
Where are you heading to next there?
Well, I was off from Cheyenne. Now I'm heading on to San Antone.
One for the road?
One for the road, please.
Okay.
For the woman inside me. Malibu Barbie.
That changes everything.
It sure does. It sure does.
It'll change history.
Hard day on the trail. Cheyenne, what a good
man. I love the idea of it being the Wild West, and a guy's like, my dream is to open up like a girly flavored bar. Right in the middle of...
As soon as the war's done, I'm going to head on back to Texas and get me a nice little ranch. Open me up one of them mimosa bars.
Yeah. I'm moving to Tombstone. I'm gonna make really flavored drinks for men.
I'd like to make flavored drinks for men. Real fruity ones.
Just the confusion. The confusion that a fruity drink bar would have caused.
Oh my god.
In the real Wild West.
Just rode in. I'd like a Bellini if you got one. Make sure it's in a clean glass.
Yeah. Yep. Ooh. Still gunfights happening.
Other guys are talking about their girly kryptonite. Marine veteran says, you ever heard of a mango tango? Definitely my girly kryptonite. Mango tango.
You can drink whatever you want. You're able to kill a man in 35 ways.
Yeah.
Mango tango. I don't hate that. It looks like a frozen-y.
3 ounces of dark rum. 1.5 cups of mangoes, 3 tablespoons fresh lime juice, 1 ounce of triple sec, 4 teaspoons of sugar, 2 cups of ice.
See, that's like a daiquiri or something.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah.
Just most gotta of put those some are 151 in there, and then you're all
kick it up a notch. Yeah. I'm a man. Don't you give me no regular mango tango. Put
here,
these
I'm gonna
one...
just slide this in for you.
Is that a 151?
151.
Thanks.
That'd be the mango mosh pit.
Yeah.
Mango tango.
Yeah. This person said the woman inside me loves a good sex on the beach.
Sex on the beach, please.
And then my girly drink is a Washington apple. This person said my husband's girly drink is a Dirty Shirley.
Ooh.
Dirty Shirley, like a Shirley Temple.
So that's with booze.
Is
right?
that it, really?
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Well,
Dirty Shirley.
I've got a buddy that drinks those.
Oh, but, he'll drink a Shirley Temple sometimes.
Oh, yeah, he drinks those.
The adult great. Shirley Temple.
Oh, Dirty
yeah.
Shirley.
Vodka, sour cherries, lemon lime soda.
What do you have in the way of something with a sour cherry?
Well, I got this.
Oh, thank you for the woman inside me.
Ooh, man.
Bahama Mama is their girly drink. Loves a chocolate cake shot.
Mm.
Strawberry margaritas.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of this type of life I'm just missing out on. Because I'm just not... I just don't do any of this.
This guy, I'm 6 foot four.
I'm not anywhere where I would do it.
Mm. I'm 6 foot four, 235-pound truck driver, and I love mimosas and cosmopolitans.
Yeah. I'd have to, like, go to brunch to have a mimosa. I'm not going to brunch.
Yeah, it is a very brunchy kind of thing. I only see them when I do the, like, Bloody Mary bars that I do.
I have one before I fly.
Yeah.
Every time.
A little mimosa?
It's my, like,
mimosa.
Ritual.
Yeah?
That's so awesome.
Second, maybe two.
Okay, maybe two. You got me. Vinny's in Boston. He had a comment on this. Hi, Vinny.
How you doing, guys?
Good, man.
What's up?
So, it's a funny story. Me and my wife went on a cruise with a couple friend of ours, and me and the guy, who I'm a former Marine, amateur MMA fighter, he was a former Army and current, like, SWAT police, and we're out there buying all the fruity daiquiris, pina coladas, like, all the fruity, girly, like, umbrella drinks, while our wives are buying, like, the buckets of beer and down in those by the side of the pool.
That's funny.
Wow, a little role reversal there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all right. When you're a Marine, you can drink whatever the hell you want.
What am I going to say to you? What am I going to say to you? Nothing.
I'm a trained killer.
Sure.
Give me a BJ shot.
Oh, yeah.
like I like it, just like a porno.
Yeah. Extra cream.
Yeah.
For the woman and sad man.
That's now remember, don't use your hands.
No, you're right.
Oh, man.
That's what you should never, call your
I
bar.
Would never dream of
A
it.
Man never uses his hand.
A bunch of guys just putting shot glasses right in their mouth.
Yep. Swallow the whole glass.
Mm-hmm.
Like a man.
Okay, I chewed the glass up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A senior from Scarsdale High School in New York has made a rare discovery on behalf of NASA. A planet.
Ooh, a planet.
A high school student discovered a planet while interning at NASA.
Pretty cool. That's like the ultimate find.
It's not bad.
Ooh, a planet.
Oh, a planet.
I'm on a planet. I'm probably just going to name it after myself.
Well, then he would call it Wolf Cuckier.
That's right.
That's his name.
Wolf Cuckier.
Wolf Cuckier?
Wolf Cuckier.
Right. Oh, Jesus. Planet is mine.
Just look for planets. We're on planet Cuckier.
What else am I going to do? My name's Wolf Cuckier.
Better than my suggestion would have been Planet Dong.
The star student was just 3 days into his internship at NASA when he found this planet. It was all part of an internship at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland, which he began after his junior year.
You guys noticed that?
What you got there, Wolf?
Pretty God bless it, sure that's a planet.
You just found yourself a planet, Wolf Cuckier. What you gonna call it, fella?
Probably just Wolf Cuckier.
That's a fine name for a planet.
Second choice is Dong.
Excellent choice.
His find is TESS's, which is NASA's Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellites' first planet, a world that orbits two stars. The discovery was announced at the 235th American Astronomical Society meeting. Wolf said, I was looking through the data for everything the volunteers had flagged as an eclipsing binary, a system where two stars circle around each other and from our view eclipse each other every night. About 3 days into my internship, I saw something and I knew it was a planet.
Oh, my stars and garters.
Look at the light goes down by 0.025%.
We got
only
ourselves a planet
could do this.
So they have not named it yet. The newly discovered planet is the only known planet in that system. It's about 6.9 times larger than Earth.
What's going on that one?
Or somewhere between the sizes of Neptune and Saturn.
That one's a weird one because it'd be like Tatooine, like Luke's home planet, where it has two suns.
Oh, it's just deserty and two suns. Yeah, that's Tatooine. I'd like to name this one Tatooine Wolf Cuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Wolf Cucker years, Tatooine.
Do you think someone's already named a lot of the planets? Like, maybe NASA's too nerdy to do it.
It would be funny if we can travel through space and then we're like, we're coming up on Planet Todd. Planet Randy ahead.
I'm ending on Randy now.
You should get a little bit of something. You know, like you found a planet, dude.
Yeah, I think it's just...
It's more like the accolades. I don't know what they're going to give you.
See the kid who found it.
Yeah.
Is it hilarious, Lise?
What does Wolf Cuckier look like here?
Wolf Cuckier.
Sure it's him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me and him have the same eyebrow.
Oh, Wolf.
Oh, he's got a monobrow. You need to give Wolf a makeover, Lisa.
I like a monobrow instead of unibrow.
A monobrow. Yeah.
It's a monobrow.
That's what I have. I take care of it. If not, I'd be finding planets right now.
He's got the Dumb and Dumber bowl cut.
Yeah.
Oh, he needs help.
Aww. I just like the haircut from Dumb and Dumber, and I like let my natural eyebrow hair just grow.
I got he looks dog. Socially awkward, doesn't he?
Well, I'm sure that there's some stuff.
Really
finally found a planet, Dave.
Can we hear him for a bit?
Yeah, can you turn on her computer here and see what they say about it?
Oh, it does look like
Lisa here.
It looks like
that, too.
I discovered a planet. You could do-
He's okay. not kidding. 17-year-old Suki actually discovered a planet.
How do they say his last name?
1,300
years away.
Discovered a planet.
All right.
Sukier actually discovered a planet 1,300 light years away.
It's pretty exciting.
The planet is seven times larger than Earth.
What's interesting about this planet is that it orbits two stars.
It is.
Just like Luke Skywalker's home planet from Star Wars, this planet has two sunsets from its two stars.
Emperor!
Wolf, a senior at Scarsdale High in New York, made the remarkable discovery while interning at NASA.
When I went into the program, I expected to do something, but I didn't expect to actually find a planet.
His mom is over the moon.
We've always known he was going to do something amazing, and we're thrilled that it's happened so soon.
Unlike planets with cool names like Mars or Jupiter, Wolf's planet has officially been named TOI-1388B. Wolf has a catchier suggestion.
My family's gunning for Wolftopia.
He does want to name it after himself. He does want it to be named after him.
What's that show you watch, James? He's like that guy in that show.
Sheldon.
Yeah. He's very much like Sheldon.
Yep.
The way he is, like, his whole inflection and everything. They're leaning towards Wolftopia.
Hey, say what we want about him. The kid's pretty brilliant, right?
Well,
he's going to do all right for himself in this world.
It's
one of those crazy things. Like, the smarter you get, the tougher it is to just, like, be able to handle the social side of stuff.
It's crazy. It's like Elon Musk, like he's like socially like kind of weird, and he's one of the cooler ones with a brain like
that. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
But like,
he's
very weird.
But yeah. He's very weird.
The way he talks and stuff, like he was talking to Joe Rogan and was just like you can see his eyes, like his brain just works differently.
Well,
it's a different
kind of
capacity.
A lot of times, like I know in that guy's head, they basically said it's like he's going through all the things he could say to pick like the perfect way that he wants to.
Yeah, he like routes it. Like, yeah, routes
and
his
he's
brain
like,
always.
What am I gonna say for sure?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, and he's like, he like is the most fun of those brilliant guys.
Yeah,
like he's the wackiest. Weed with you and everything.
Yes, he will. He won't inhale it, but he'll.
He has a sense of humor.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah.
Wolf just needs a little help with his monobrow and, you know, little social skills.
Mom, what a... Maybe.
Well...
Mom.
Mm-hmm. Mom seems like she's not the greatest either there.
Well...
But he's a brilliant little guy.
Yeah.
So good for him.
Listen, if you're at NASA at 17, you're doing something
right. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, my parents are leaning towards Wolftopia.
Wolftopia, I love it.
Yeah, that's our boy.
He'd be fun to hang out with.
We're off to Toledo, Ohio next, where Howard and Geneva Culley just celebrated their 68th anniversary over the weekend. They started dating back in 1951 when they were both 19. They got married not long after that. And since the beginning of their marriage, they've been known for their color coordination.
Jesus.
They spoke to the local news, WTOL. Take a listen here.
Somebody asked me, how do you manage to get this far along? And I said, you learn to zip your lip instead of saying things that hurt.
Keeping your mouth shut.
Both of them.
What you say. It's better off not to say anything than have to go around later with your head between your tail and say, I'm sorry for what I said.
Head between your tail.
You've already said
it. Tried.
You've hurt a lot of people, or at least your loved one. And it stays a long time. So if you think first and keep your mouth shut second.
He's a wild dude.
He definitely is.
I love that both of them, she was like, you just keep that mouth zipped.
Yeah.
You zip that lip.
She's probably talking about him, too.
Yeah. Like, secret, him.
Yes.
Just shutting the hell up. And he's like, one thing I've learned over this long of marriage is that you shut up.
Yep.
Keep your mouth shut. He said it like a bunch of times.
And it just made him laugh.
And he was doing it to the camera, too.
Yeah, he's like, shut that mouth.
It's like, you think I want to have red pants on right now?
Nope. I don't want to dress like a nutcracker.
Zip it.
But I keep my mouth shut. He said it like a mob dude.
Yeah. For decades, they wore matching outfits. It has earned them the nickname The Twins. And as you saw there at their anniversary celebration, both now in their late 80s, they were both all dressed in red and black.
Andy met somebody and then they started dressing the same.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm not above it.
I know you're not. I know.
How far will Andy go for the bits?
But, like, when do you start that? Like, do you start it young?
Like, it's got to be.
I think there's some couples that's their thing. Like, you'll see younger couples that dress alike.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where?
Brad Pitt used to dress like every one of his partners. If you go back with
pictures. You're so right. There's pictures of him. He adopted their fashion sense.
Weird.
Or he let them.
Well, okay. I mean, I guess I can understand, like, if someone's into, like, I don't know. They're into a certain
like
style,
a rockabilly, lifestyle.
Yeah, rockabilly that you do both some like stuff it, yeah. like that. But what I don't understand is like you're in a blue blazer, so I'm going to be in a
it's really
something blue to match.
Something's off, like you do with these days.
That's what I would think.
And those guys, they get a pass because they probably started color coordinating. And
you know where I saw a lot of it was on the cruise.
Yeah, it seems like where you find
because that was like a game for us to find people in matching outfits, and there was a lot of matching. Like her bathing suit would match his swim trunks. Hmm. There was a lot of that.
That's odd. Well, cruise could people, do
that. I didn't know that was a thing either.
A weird thing I'd have to try and find of that, like you know, like a decent looking bathing suit for a girl, and then just giant trunks.
Yeah, giant. Mm. What is it? Pink today? God damn it.
Like, what am
or
I
they made
find?
Them themselves. I don't know. Maybe they make them themselves.
I make my own suit.
Because I'm not joking. We at one of the beaches, we saw an entire family in matching outfits. Yeah. And that was the kids, the grandparents. They all had matching bathing suits on. Every single member of this 12-person family.
But I mean, like on a vacation, you can see it. Like,
in everyday life.
It's everyday life where I think it's like wild.
Yeah, the only time I think like you don't want to clash is if you have like have to take photos,
right?
Like for a you know family gathering or something.
Mm. I just wear what I wear. You know, yeah. I couldn't even imagine trying to be like I need to match you.
Yeah, someone said my girlfriend keeps trying to get matching underwear with me.
That's weird.
Hmm.
Well, do whatever she wants on that front. God's sakes,
she wants some special underoos.
She wants like. Boxer briefs?
Doesn't matter.
They could wear matching thongs.
Maybe they could. You're right.
She's interested in what's in your pants.
Yeah.
But keep your mouth shut.
Keep your goddamn mouth shut.
That's the lesson for staying together for a long, long time. Just keep that mouth shut. Yeah. It's so true, though. It honestly is. You realize if you stopped yourself from saying certain things, you'd stop most of the fights in your life.
No.
You just keep your mouth shut.
He's like, look at me. I'm wearing red women's slacks.
He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care.
He's at a point where he doesn't care.
No, you're right. He doesn't.
He
gave up a long time ago.
She put high heels on me today.
Yep.
I went through the phase where I let Amber dress me for a while, and I said I looked like I was going to a nightclub every day, so I had to stop it. Luckily, I came to my senses and went, no, style's not for me.
Girls will teach you things about fashion. Like I dressed way better. I didn't know about gray jeans.
Well, I think you can tell. You can tell when a guy's with a girl. You can tell when a guy's with a girl because they cannot help but influence a guy's fashion.
I
wore jogging pants to New Year's Eve.
Yeah, dude. So there's this like over the years, like each girl has taught me something about different than now. I'm looking better than ever.
Well,
I got gray jeans.
Well, I usually buy the clothes, so.
Yeah,
that's gonna be my
course.
I used to dress like wear big crazy jeans that were ripped up at the bottom, like I was at sea.
Yeah,
I don't do that anymore.
No,
and I thought all jeans were blue. You I lived in a time when I thought all jeans were blue.
Discovered that he's doing this is Jason.
Oh, look at that! You matchy-matchy with
Jason. You
wife.
Color coordinate with your wife all the time when you're heading out. You're that couple.
It's an accident.
Oh, sure it is. You're wearing the identical color. Like, what is even in that color? Is like a greeny blue. I don't even know what to call it.
I don't know. I feel fruity saying it, but it's like a seafoam green.
Oh, he's like, I don't really know the color seafoam.
Seafoam green.
Yeah,
it's a guitar color. It's the cousin of periwinkle.
So you dress like your wife now.
Well, no, there's just multiple occasions where, like, we've left the house at separate times, and then we've met up, and I'm like, what the F? You know, and we're in the exact same
thing.
That's funny.
And you're becoming, and that's fast into a relationship to start. You know,
well, see, at least in the picture I sent you, she has like a deep V neck on. I'm not doing deep V's or
I don't have
the leggings. I have shorts, so
not yet.
God, I came,
I haven't completely molded. I
came out on the wrong picture.
Oh my god,
came up on the wrong picture.
The last picture you sent me before this was of that naked 500-pound woman.
Oh, I was like, what did I send you?
No, thank God. Thank God it wasn't. Jason's personal Jew porn.
Yeah.
That's not your screensaver, Dave.
Jason,
no, it's not.
Right at your menorah right now.
It's like, uh-oh. I got to be careful when I'm sending you stuff.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Please do. By the way, I found there's a ton of websites that sell matching family swimsuits.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a huge thing.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You can, wow.
Oh.
There you go. For $45, you can get.
Jesus Christ.
That makes me so sad.
Photo. Look at that guy.
Yeah, look at him. He's like, hey.
Yo, man.
Oh, God. It literally makes me, I don't even like their baby.
Well, you don't like a baby anyway. Look, there's a whole, that's like what we saw, a whole gang of people all dressed exactly the same.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, this is apparently a new thing. They're everywhere.
Why'd you simulate that, Chuck?
I don't know. You know, I think I simulated it to know who I don't want to hang around.
Yeah, it's more like easy. They're just like non-playable characters.
Right.
Like, you just kind of like, beep.
Men are paying $76,000 for a limb extending surgery.
Yeah, I'm doing this.
To make them taller.
Oh, I just want super long arms.
No.
That's weird.
Mm, that'd be so weird.
Chuck, there's something different about you.
You're damn right.
Oh. He touches our face from across
so
the room.
Weird, Haley.
Did you just touch my shoulder?
I did.
From here.
Dave, high five.
Yep.
Hey, whoa, hey, Chuck.
That's weird. Be a hit at dinner parties.
Oh, my God.
Chuck, could you pass him the salt?
What?
No, not that salt. The salt way out.
Oh, yeah,
table.
No problem.
The pink salt, yes.
Chuck, I left my coffee by the coffee maker.
Oh, I got it. I'm
like
Mr.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. It's unbelievable. No one thought to do that.
No.
That was the first thing in my mind.
Your weird alien arms dragging on the ground.
Yeah,
that was super long.
How do you wipe?
That's in the all in the elbow.
That's wild.
Yeah. Took wild, some adjusting.
It's wild stuff.
Yeah, believe it or not, guys are paying $76,000 for this surgery. Jeez. It involves breaking bones and inserting nails and screws.
Ouch. I often want, like, the only thing that makes sense to me about this is you're trying to do it as a competitive sports advantage. Okay, like that's the only thing I can think. Like, I know it's not. It's all vanity. But if I'm like 5'10" and if I was 6'2" and I was a defensive back, I would make so much more money.
Yeah.
And I just, but my gut tells me that as soon as I do that to my legs, they're just ready to snap.
Yeah,
at any
they're
second.
Brittle.
The like second time the second I put any kind of physical force on them.
Yeah. You've made them structurally unsound.
Right.
Yeah, but they say it actually you can lose some athletic ability.
Oh, that's what I mean. Like, I would assume that you're just useless afterwards.
Yeah.
You're just useless.
They break your legs and extend them with weird
metal
things. It's crazy.
Dr. Kevin Debbie Prashad founded this Limplast X Institute in Las Vegas 2 years ago. He's created a business centered around limb lengthening cosmetic surgery. He's worked with more than 30 people already to make them taller. Many patients, he's had surgeons, lawyers, CEOs come to him, fairly successful people, but they feel they lack when it comes to their height.
Eventually, they're just going to be able to
genetically
decide.
How weird would it be if Chuck just came in here one day, though, too, and he was 6'2"?
Well, that's not, it's like, what, just a few inches, though, right?
Well,
I think they can add about 6 inches.
Jesus.
Wow.
You were 6 inches taller? That'd be crazy.
I
Chuck,
know.
What
hey, Andy.
You hit a gross burner.
Well, finally, I made my legs normal sized. Because I have the torso of a 6'2" man.
Yes.
There's the legs of a 5'8".
I can't imagine your attitude if you were... like really
oh,
tall.
Oh, God.
I still have a small penis, Lise. It's not going to get too much better.
There's one of the guys who went through the surgery here. There's pictures of before and after. I mean, what did he gain? Like 3 inches? 3-4 inches for all that?
I'll tell you.
The recovery time's got to be crazy.
Oh, it is.
All the physical
and then you have
therapy.
To go through physical therapy. He breaks the bone in the lower leg, thigh bone, or shin area by making a half-inch incision in the skin, then using a small drill to weaken the bone so he can break it precisely where he needs to. He penetrates the bone with a chiseling tool.
He's like,
and then
dink!
He inserts nails and screws to repair the small break. He does that on each leg.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if it's like, is it all in one shot? Or like the probably the way to make it the strongest would to just be to like break it and like let it grow back in a tiny little bit and then break it again and let it grow back.
The bone will extend.
It's tricking the body into thinking it's growing basically is what he does. And then he has to go to physical therapy, the patient does, to stretch the tissue connected to the bone so they can regain their full range of motion.
He's not that much taller, really.
No, they say it all depends on the person.
He's a lot taller. Think about it, though. Like, that guy he's standing next to, he's basically the same height as him, and then he's like a head taller, almost. That's what, 4 inches, maybe?
He went from, like, 5'8 to 6'2 or something.
If I was 6'2, my God.
People are strange.
They are.
You wouldn't be able to stop me.
I think the risks... You know,
I guarantee it's terrible.
I
want to
be taller, but it's like I'm not going to snap my legs in half.
And don't you think, Chuck?
Now, if my legs broke,
Chuck.
Well, if they're already broken,
what if my legs broke?
Then you meddled me up and you make me 6'8".
Yeah, you're wheeling me right to this guy.
You got $76,000 burning a hole in your pocket. You can spend it on a bigger penis or a couple of inches. You can get a couple of inches somewhere in your body. Where would you get it? Would you want to be taller?
I know which one would help me the most, and it would be. Not being taller. So.
You'd go dong.
Yeah. I think everybody
would.
I think
most guys would.
Just so
fun. Unless you're like maybe you're 4'9" as a guy or something ridiculous, right? That's where you would consider it.
You have to be really short.
Yeah. Maybe. I'm on like the extreme low end of what's okay.
Yeah, me too, dude. That 5'8" is like the cutoff.
You know?
Then that's. Break my legs and stretch me up.
If I was 5'2", I'd be snapping every bone in my body.
Oh, just snap me right in 5.
Christopher in Commerce has a comment on this. Hey, Christopher, we're talking about this new plastic surgery where they can snap your legs and make you grow a couple of inches. What do you think?
I have the opposite effect. I had broke, when I was 16, I broke both bones below my knee in my left leg, and it healed shorter than my right one. So that fear that Chuck was talking about it snapping at any moment, that is a big fear that I've had, like, since then.
Yeah.
Especially when you realize just how easily your legs can snap.
Well, yeah, you jump off of something. And
how did you do it?
I was messing around on a snowboard, and my leg, my foot fell off, and it just twisted just right. And one snapped in a spiral, and one snapped right straight across.
Ooh, yeah, and listen, right. The last time I skied, I felt it. I was close to having one of my legs break. And I was like, what am I doing? Like, get me off this mountain.
I won't do it.
Like, forget this.
Skiing injuries are no
joke. Oh, my God.
I just assume if I ever got on a pair of skis, I'd just Jean-Claude Van Damme blood sport splits.
Oh, that's exactly what was about to happen to me.
With a lot more screaming, though.
Yeah.
Tearing everything.
Oh, my God. That's pretty terrifying. But, it's a 2-hour, $76,000 procedure. He's done 30 people so far. And none of them athletes. I would not recommend any athlete do this because you'll likely not be the same. But I'm just shocked that
even just illegally, they haven't come up with, you know, like they have human growth hormone, which like makes all your muscles grow and like makes your head grow and stuff. But I don't think it makes you taller. You know?
No.
Like, but so have they just not?
This is not what you want. My head's gigantic now.
Can they target the exact, I don't know, other parts of you could grow and others couldn't?
Weird. You know?
Or like giant long arms?
What is the chemical?
I don't want like a sphinx head.
No. Well, like, you know, they did some studies like showing like Barry Bonds when he first came into baseball, and then the size of his head when it was when he was done.
They just can't figure stuff like that out, man.
No.
Like what they're going to do is like what you said. What the thing is all short people are going to get phased out because
genetically
they'll design them.
Yeah.
Designer babies.
Yeah.
Designer babies. It's very eerie.
It's super
eerie. It's one of the things I think that like a lot of governments are actually worried about. Like they're say the U.S. government is worried that a government like in China would just decide
to make super soldiers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All 6 foot seven, like 7 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
Guys with the muscles of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and that's who you're.
That Russia is not trying to do this.
I know he is.
Yes, China too. Yes.
I bet we are too.
We're going to run over all your shorties.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There's a 34-year-old yoga instructor named Nicholas Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Iowa City, Iowa. Turns out he was at a movie theater to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
And someone else in the theater was using their phone.
Well,
that is annoying.
Yeah, it is.
So the movie ended, and this yoga instructor, Nicholas, he confronted the guy. He said, hey, apologize for ruining the movie for the rest of us.
That's a bold move.
Wow.
apologize.
The guy said, no.
Right.
And Nicholas sucker punched him.
Sure.
Mm. Not very zen.
Mm-mm. This happened a little while ago, but the arrest warrant for Nicholas just came out. He was arrested for assault and criminal mischief. There is the yoga instructor's picture.
Ooh, he's a scary looking one. He looks like some kind of relative of David Duchovny.
I don't know if I'd... Would you go to that yoga instructor, Lise?
Absolutely not.
No. He looks a little off to me.
You know, a lot of times you don't know who the instructor is if you go somewhere new.
Oh, until you get there,
until you
right?
get there, and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
That guy? Right.
So are there a lot of male yoga instructors?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Probably more women, but there are a lot of men.
Mm.
Yeah.
What a thing.
Why?
What a thing to be your thing.
It's a new time.
There's so many guys that take practice yoga.
I'm going to try it this year. That's one of my 2020 goals.
You're going to do it?
I'm going to try yoga this year.
You're going to do the dainty toes and all that?
Whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I need something to de-stress, to kind of center myself.
Yeah, get your chakras back.
Get my chakra.
Yeah.
My chakra cons going.
You say you should be doing something that is like painful.
Mm. Mm.
They say.
What?
You should be doing something that's like challenging and painful.
Painful?
Like you got to push through it. That's like something
no pain,
about
no gain.
That's like something about the human condition or whatever, that like you set up a challenge for yourself that's like it's hard. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's something you have to overcome, and then it helps you.
Hmm.
And yoga is one of those things. Like yoga sucks. People don't realize that yoga is hard.
Yeah.
You know, until you're so flexy, like the chicks on Instagram, where it's like,
flexy,
you know, your body can just do those things and it's like no big whoop. It can, you know.
It's a hard workout. Like those girls are super.
I am by any means not flexy.
Yeah.
I would say that would be what would hold me back from ever trying it. Just like,
it's more a strength thing than of being flexible.
Yeah, it's
you have to be flexible
like
too, but it's
right?
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, I've seen
you're
enough
like holding,
to be
you're
like
holding stuff a lot, and it's
you're holding
like
your own body weight.
Yeah, like it's
there's a lot of like kicking your leg out though, and holding your
just
leg
depends
up.
Depends on what kind of yoga. I've said this before. I mean, there's all sorts of different types of yoga. Every age group can do it. You know,
do they have a crisscross applesauce yoga? Because I can't even do that.
Yeah, no, I am like you. I'm not flexible, and I have no balance.
It'll be
challenging for me, but I'm gonna. I've talked about it for years. This year, it's on my list. It's a definite.
Yeah.
That and tennis lessons.
It's good for you.
Jesus tennis Christ. Lessons. I'm gonna take up tennis.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Oh,
2020 Dave.
Tennis.
2020 Dave. It's just one of the things I want to learn. I've always had that on my list. I gotta check
Dave
it out.
In a polo with a sweatband.
There's no more yuppie thing that Dave's ever wanted to do.
I've always wanted to play tennis. What other sport can I do in winter? You know, I'm not going to go out and play football. I should get it on racquetball.
No racquetball.
I've hurt myself, I think.
I can't wait for you to snap your Achilles playing tennis.
Oh, okay. Lovely. You're nice. Nice guy.
There's lots of tennis injuries.
Because
women that have, they play tennis and they come to Pilates to try to rehab from their tennis.
Right. Well, it's a lot of like stopping.
Sliding.
Yeah, your legs like stop the way they're going and then your knees take all the hit.
Yeah.
It's tennis is hard. But
you picture Dave arguing with the judge.
You filthy whore!
You're going to grunt.
I'll be the McEnroe of tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. Just something I want to try.
Do you have friends that do that or something?
No.
That play tennis?
No.
Are you going to go solo?
I want to do it.
Go for it, Dave.
Amber doing it with you?
No. She doesn't appeal to her at all.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Whatever.
Want me to be like your ball retriever boy?
Sure, that'd be great.
I'll come hang out with you.
All right.
I don't know anything about tennis, but I'll come hang out.
James and I are going to play tennis today. Look at our white shorts.
Dave brought his own ball boy.
What's up? What's up, boys?
I took tennis lessons in high school, but...
Didn't follow through.
Did you?
Nah.
Yeah. Mark's with us here. Mark, you're a male yoga instructor.
Indeed, I am.
All right. So, what do you have to say, guys? We're doing pretty good. What's up?
You guys are saying that, you know, like it's, it seems like there's, it's really hard for a lot of people and stuff like that. And Lisa had mentioned, there's different classes. Of course, there are, but it's just, in my experience, people like Dave and Chuck, like you guys are actually easier to teach. Then it is like the yoga girls that, are bendy and twisty and everything. Because they can get into the poses because they're flexible, but they're just ruining their muscle structure while they do it. So it's actually easier to teach people who have no idea what they're doing and have really no business being in a studio. Those are the easier people to teach.
What do you do with a guy like me, though, where I can't even sit cross-legged? I can't even, lift my leg up past my own waist. Not even close. Really?
So, I mean, that's fine. What we do is we use props. We use, pillows and foam blocks and blankets and stuff like that. The Mexican wool blankets is, that's, the best tool to use for yoga. Because what you do is you wind up sitting on that cross-legged. So you put that under your butt. And then you have your legs crossed in front of you. And it lowers your knees about 4 or 5 inches. So you're not shoving your knees up into your chest.
Yeah.
So, it's when you start using props and stuff like that, it's actually easier to just build almost build a framework around, different students who have problems with, getting into poses or staying somewhere. They can get into the pose, but they can't stay there for 40 seconds.
I'd be such a challenge. I'd be so gassy.
That's what I was going to ask. Is there a way to not have farts?
Gassy is the main concern for a lot of us.
So, I mean, the more you move around, the more you really churn up your system down there. And that's why you wind up farting a lot.
Yeah.
And it really is just the more you do it, your body just starts moving. It starts moving that stuff regularly. You sit down a lot. You're down 5-6 hours a day at a desk, so you don't have your core moving.
Right.
So if you get into yoga and stuff like that, you get your core muscles tighten up and everything, and there's no room for gas to actually expand and stay in your system.
Yeah.
So you actually just fart more regularly and a little bit more quieter.
That's nice.
Because I'll reach for stuff in a top cupboard and. I'll strain myself a little bit, and there'll be some slips.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Hey, let's do it.
All right, Mark. Thanks for calling in, man. You have a good day.
You too, guys.
Yeah, there's people in their 70s, men and women that do it, and the props do help.
It's just little by little increases, probably getting better at it. It's just not my choice as to how I want to
change my body.
Just yeah, I'd be surrounded by props. I'd be like, like whatever they're called. Props?
Yeah, props. Like blocks and the blanket, like you said.
I'd look like Baby Yoda. Like I'd have to be all wrapped up in jammies and all that. little floating bed to help me.
Man.
Just the breathing alone is so good. Like for Dave, your stress.
Yeah.
Well, really I do good. Know that like you can breathe your way into that DMT like state.
Oh yeah.
And there's a type of yoga that will
get you there. It's probably the Kundalini or something. It's like
I think it is.
I've done that before. It's a
it's
wild
like an
breath.
intense.
I can't be tripping balls if I'm wearing a yoga suit.
You would freak out in a Kundalini class.
I would.
I don't know if I've been saying it correctly, but
how come we would freak out?
It's just different. People, really? they do the laughing stuff. And
that guy.
That yoga laughing?
Yeah. They do all those things. Look up that guy, but just look up something like the Kundalini.
It's got a real fun name.
So you'll know.
It does.
What
sounds
I'm talking
like
about.
Kundalingus, but it's not.
I'm here for
it's with a K.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I always just
assume. Yeah.
Kundalingi.
Kundalini.
Awakening. That's it. Music, spirit.
Yogi. Let's check him out.
Yogi.
That's a girl.
Video.
Wow, man. So, yeah, that's all those chakras, those weird, crazy chakras, huh?
Oh, look at these.
Well, there's
that's a church.
Thing.
That's a church.
Holy laughter.
That's a church. It's totally different. You should just look up yoga.
Yeah, just put yoga right after that.
Yeah.
See what's up.
Like, is always laughing?
No.
So don't put laughing.
Oh, this is that. Yeah.
Yeah. See, they wear these outfits.
Well, I couldn't.
I could wear.
Well, you don't have to.
Those
but people
like,
will.
Experience a lot.
They look pretty comfortable.
Yeah. It's wild.
We did this one in gym class. We're going to do just some windmills. So start with the arms straight out.
I can do that. We would die. We couldn't do this together. I could not do this with any of you because I would die.
I did it by myself, and it was just the strangest experience.
Lisa, me and you should go, and I'll wear one of these.
Oh, here they go. Here they go.
They start.
Listen.
And begin laughing as loud as you can.
That would freak me right out.
What the shoot?
Oh my god, that's terrifying.
This isn't what I'm talking.
Did you do this?
Yes, I did. Like, and it was like this breath, and you had to like do these weird. I don't know.
That is haunting.
People love it. People love it.
Are they real high?
No, they're just high on life.
Jesus.
No drugs involved.
Man, I prefer drugs. I don't think that high on life stuff. That's real creepy stuff.
So I can't imagine being in this without knowing what was coming.
Oh my god. No way. Thank God you gave me the heads up.
Don't make your way into class like that.
No,
what you're getting into. But they do that breath that you were talking about, Chuck. You know, the... I don't know if they have that
breathing.
The breath. Why don't you put that in? Maybe you could see.
Kundalini breath.
Is that the breath?
Yeah. Just breath.
Kundalini breath.
Exercises. There you go.
Okay.
The breath of fire.
Which one would be good?
Kundalini practice. I
don't know. Oh, geez, you're going to wrap me with an elastic band.
I don't want to get one of those like yoga.
I don't trust any of these people.
No, I don't.
Yoga dress.
I'm sorry.
There he is.
There he is. That's who we're after.
And
imagine I start dressing like that.
No, please do.
That'd be awesome. Your shoulders
out. You definitely can't sit like that.
It brings a lot of oxygen in.
He didn't do. Okay, wait.
Today you learn Kapalbhati.
He didn't do the breath.
In certain degree, you will.
So what? Can you give us like? Is it like
no.
A.
No, I can't do it.
Okay.
I just wonder if you put like yoga breathing DMT, if it would show you like what I'm looking for.
Maybe.
You'll go see if this
yoga breathing is We are going only through the nose.
No, this is just regular old breathing.
We're trying to trip balls here, Dave.
Okay, yeah, we want to trip. I want to trip.
Like, if I'm going to trip balls, it's that guy in the blue suit down there.
That's the one. He's your guy.
That's right. Him. That's him. The guy in the blue suit. Yeah, that's who I'm following. Ride or die with him.
Yeah, that's your fella.
Yeah, this is the guy that we know here.
Yeah, this is the guy that we know.
This guy's...
And I'm happy, I'm blessed. I'm happy, I'm blessed. I'm happy, I'm blessed. Boo, 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 boo,
boo, boo. I like that part.
Yeah. Now, how to energize your whole body.
That's what I do after I eat a burrito.
I'm happy, I am full. I'm happy, I am full. Boo, boo, boo.
It's crazy, too, because I've never seen a yoga guy more out of shape. Yeah, than this laughing yoga guy.
He's got a real pair.
Like he's in a dress, so you can't really tell what's going on underneath him, you know? He's in a golden dress.
I don't want to look crazy. Just give me a golden dress.
A couple of big necklaces.
No, it's crazy. Right?
So Jen has done like sex yoga, right?
Oh, wow.
Yes, sex yoga. It's called Tantra, T-A-N-T-R-A.
Yeah, it's like Sting.
Yeah, so you can bang for 9 days straight.
How did that go? Did you like it?
No, I didn't. It was really odd. I went to a class in Ann Arbor, and it was to help you engage your sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And you had you were in a circle of people, so like, say, 20, 30 people with an instructor in the front of the class, and they would try to get you to allow yourself to be seen by the eyes of like an individual, like staring them down, and they were having you doing these really erotic dances in front of other people that you've never even met before.
I'm not gonna do that.
Oh, please don't do an erotic dance. Please do an erotic dance.
I mean, I could be extremely erotic.
Well, what I did is I was actually the only person that stood frozen in front of everybody. I was like, I'm not doing this.
So what was everyone else doing? Like tweaking their nipples and stuff? Just like, what do you mean?
Grinding their crotch area.
So what they talk about when we're talking about spirituality, they allow this life force, which is like through the breathing techniques and stuff, to kind of flow through you.
Yeah.
You're invoking this life force of what gives us life. And so what happens is when you're pretty much calling it in, you're allowing this energy to flow through you, and you just allow it to happen however it's supposed to happen, which some people will get really, like, not your modern-day freaky-deaky, but more like the, all right, I'm going to just bend my body and sway it all from side to side and get close with individuals I've never met.
I can't wait for you to try this, however. Dave.
All right, I'm putting Tantra yoga on my list
for Tantra right now.
Yeah, the breathing that I'm talking about is there's a guy named Wim Hof who, like, does a breathing thing, and it's... supposed to really.
Well, I looked up Tantra yoga on YouTube when she was talking there, and wow,
could you imagine getting into that? Could you imagine I just show up alone and I'm like looking for a partner?
I mean, basically, you intertwine your bodies, and this like soccer mom's like touching her crotch. What's she doing?
Yes, she was.
What's
she
doing?
Kids are in school. I don't know if you can listen to this. Yeah,
she's getting off. Look, she's doing the pelvic thrust. Look,
go golfing today, honey. You have fun with whatever you do.
She's like, oh, I'm going to wear a little half shirt
she's
grind.
Just grinding herself there.
You just posted a video on TikTok of me doing the same exact thing.
Exactly. You got removed, though.
Oh, look, she's out through your vagina.
And sick breathing. Vagina breathing.
You go
in through your titties,
I don't even
out
know
through your vagina.
Listen.
And you go up the center of your body, through the betwixt your titties. And out your bits.
Is this going to make her have one?
Now, of course, you can do this for as long as you want to. I highly recommend a good 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't think so. This couple, though, they're basically banging.
I don't even know.
Basically
what are the name of these two?
Oh, like, he pushes her head into his crotch.
Atta girl. No time for talk.
There, put that head back down there.
Like,
my crotch.
He looks like,
oh my, his face is in her ass.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't it be?
Wow.
Massaging her butt.
Okay.
I do that anyway. I didn't know I was doing tantra.
And that's a wild position to do it.
That is.
Yeah, I've never seen it like
face
that.
Face to butt with her head
like,
in your
now
crotch.
He's got her like, it's like she's just dead on him, which is kind of weird. Oh, boy. That's not.
No, that's not dead.
That's not. That's called filled up.
Yeah. That was called balls deep.
What a wild thing. Yeah, just to do this in front of people is wild to me. But I mean, it's the, you know, everyone back then is banging each other, so.
119,000, that's more than history ridiculous.
Yes.
That is,
You're not rubbing any asses yet, Matt.
Not yet.
Quite a yoga lesson there.
Today,
my goodness. Tantra yoga. Basically,
it.
You look like you're banging your partner, so you've got to find someone you can be intimate with.
That's what it is, right? You're supposed to be able to, like, have sex for
forever.
4 days, and then you have, like, an orgasm that just, like, shows you the face of God.
Yeah, and I think, like, what Sting had learned was to have an internal...
Yeah, he'd, like...
Orgasm.
Have it in his belly.
Yeah, like, it was like he wouldn't actually have it, but he would have the would have the sensation.
And then one day...
But no finish.
But he'd let loose.
So you could just keep on... How much time does a person have in a day?
You know what I mean.
I've been alive 35 years now, and I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm about done with Sting. I'm sick of it.
You're drawing a line.
He hasn't been on my radar lately, so I don't know.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.